And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Yes, we have live music in the studio for you tonight. M.R. Palopoulos. Did I say that right? I was going to ask you before I got on here. We're just going to jump into some music and see how things sound here. And we'll be back to talk to them right after this. All right, guys.
Sweeping the floor, sweeping the floor. Push that dirt right out of the door. Push that dirt right out of the door. Washing the clothes, washing the clothes, washing the clothes. Scrub that stain till it ain't no more, and push that dirt right out of the door. And I've got chores all around the home, and you've got chores all of your own. Sweeping the floor, sweeping the floor, sweeping the floor. Push that dirt right out of the door, and scrub that stain till it ain't no more. The kettle is on. Listen to its copper song. Gonna listen to its copper song. And I've got chores all around the home, and you've got chores all of your own. Sweeping the floor, sweeping the floor, sweeping the floor. Push that dirt right out of the door, scrub that stain till it ain't no more. Dishes are done, the dishes are done, the dishes are done. Let's go out and find some fun. Come on, love, let's have some fun. Let's go out and find some fun. Let's go out and have some.
M.R. Palopoulos here on Out of the Woods. And I got to guess that one's called Sweeping the Floor.
No? Sweeping.
Sweeping, okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You had quite a drive today. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, big J, in fact. That's the way the route looks, from Freeport to here.
Yeah, crazy highway driving, so hopefully you're not too road weary.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Lawrence?
I got Lawrence over here. He's got the viola. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'll turn you up a little bit so I can hear you there. There we go. But you just played up in Portland, Maine yesterday.
That's right.
And where was that at?
a listening room called Blue right there on Congress Street, sort of the ridge from which Portland falls to either side. I don't know if you're familiar with the spot, but nice room, nice long table right out in front, tasty beverage selection, and good food to boot. We did a thing called Rebel Darling with a couple songwriters, and Lawrence here playing viola, did a tune of his own, in fact.
All right, yeah. The mystery...
Yeah, that's it.
I got the new CD here called Harvest the Heart, and when he sent it to me, handwritten on the front is Rebel Darling. It was very cryptic. I was like, well, okay, what's that supposed to mean? There is a hidden track, so at first I was like, is that...
He thought he changed his name.
That's right, changed his name. But yes, M.R. Palopoulos, and I think, hope I'm saying that right.
That's right.
That's right, okay. And Lawrence Scudder here, he's playing viola. Or is it viola?
I say viola because my great-grandmother was named Viola.
So there you go.
I would feel uncomfortable saying that I played my great-grandmother.
Yeah, you don't want to get into that sort of situation, but well, welcome. We might as well just play another one, and then we can talk some more after that. More music, less time.
Why don't we do Skeleton Dream, that's all right by you.
Birds. my speech went blown in a dust bowl moan, and I'm a silence concern. Lay me down in a low desert sand. Lay me down and sever my right hand. So I ain't stealing no more from the back of Samantha's store. I only wanted a water, but she's an infidel daughter to a God-fearing man. I only wanted water. She's an infidel daughter to a God-fearing man.
M.R. Palopoulos, that's one of the new tracks from the new CD. I know we played that one
right.
A few weeks ago. Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, nice stuff. And you have a whole bunch of pedal steel on the
that's right.
The CD, which sounds really great on that, too. Turn you up a bit there for chatting. But, yeah, the new one's called Harvest the Heart. We were just talking about that. And how can folks get a hold of the CD?
Well, first they need to get a piece of paper and a pen out, because my name is a little bit complicated. And then they should write down www.mrpoulopoulos.com. And you'll be able to find information on all the CDs there. Links to Lawrence's page here. If you happen to dig his plan, you can find out what he's up to. And links to all sorts of other folks, but definitely links to the albums, where you can get them, physical and digital copies.
Excellent. Are you also out there on all the other sources like CD Baby and...
CD Baby, iTunes, Bandcamp. My SoundCloud account ran out of free space, so can't find that there. all the major suppliers, so to speak.
Are you on Spotify? I keep hearing about Spotify. Everybody's on Spotify now.
Yeah, you can find me there. You can find me in a little bit on Pandora, too. The Greenhorn, the 2009 and 2011 albums up there already. And Harvest the Heart just hasn't been, I guess, ripped off the disc and burned into their system or whatever yet. But it'll be there at some point.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you guys... got any other things coming up dates-wise?
Well, Lawrence, I know you got a whole bunch of stuff coming up in the near days. We got Porch Fest on Saturday in Somerville, Somerville, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
not much in this area, though.
But you're from New York, out by Albany and Troy, out that way, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Lawrence, you're from Massachusetts?
Originally from Long Island, but I've been living in Mass for the last... 12 years now, so I do a lot of local playing around Cambridge, Somerville, and some regional stuff, you know, the Portsmouth, Portland,
right,
all that, and some down south too.
Yeah, I was checking out your site there, and it looks like you're playing with all sorts of folks all the time.
Yeah, lots of singer-songwriters. Yeah, I probably play with at least five at this point on a couple of bands, and then working on my own tunes too. So
excellent.
Yeah, staying busy and keeping it fresh.
Cool. Yeah, I watched that video of you with Martin Sexton there.
Yeah. Martin's a good friend.
That was pretty psychedelic.
Yeah, I like that. I get into the affected thing sometimes, but it's nice to,
that was cool,
to just keep it with the wooden strings too. So
sure.
Yeah.
That would be the Gypsy Woman video, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
If you like Lawrence's playing, you should check out the Harvest Heart album. He's all over that album. And he's all over this next one we're going to do too, Ink Fades. Yeah.
Oh, I like this one.
Well, we did a terrible out-of-tune version last evening, late night, but
that's all right. I'll tune it up for you. The only audience was us.
Yeah.
All right.
Oop.
Almost going there again.
You're listening to M.R. Palopoulos and Lawrence Gooder here on Out of the Woods.
And thank you. Promises in the rain, water marks, soap I stain. The remaining words, they circle the drain. My beating heart thrown in the slough, thin bark gouged on sunlit wounds, and treadless soles on brand new boots. A dead barrel stare and no one shoots. Is a moment strung on a line, a string of pearls doused in bright. An army of fools stares at the night, weapons ready, no one to fight. The preacher stands and leans a little right. Pull the trigger, you see the light. The shining machine armored in mail, found a hero for all to hail, and follow his lead, it's an easy trail. But touch his heart, they'll throw you in jail. Is a moment strung on a line, a
string of pearls doused in brine. Doused in brine. Between ocean and land, apologies I don't understand. Apologies I don't understand. Apologies I don't understand.
M.R. Palopoulos here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff. That's one of the tracks I had written down today. I was going to make a little list of requests, but then I decided against it. Just let you play what you wanted to play. So, but yeah, so far you got two of them. So.
Nice.
Yeah, not too bad. I guess we think along the same lines or something, but turn you up a little bit. Yeah. So what else we want to talk about?
Oh man, I'm just in the playing zone all of a sudden. I'm coming out of that like, welcome back to the radio.
Yeah, it's just yeah, that's one that will take you out there, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Like,
yeah.
Put you in the zone for a few, which is cool. I like that. But yeah, we're gonna do our little break here in just a minute for the local folks and get the calendar in, and all those folks who pick it up online later will get something else. But M.R. Palopoulos here today on Out of the Woods with Lawrence Scudder. And they're out traveling around, and definitely look them up and go check out a show.
That's for certain.
How often do you get out this way?
I don't know, a few times a year at least. I think maybe it's starting to be like once every other month now. I'd say that's about the way it goes. Hopefully later in the summer I'll be out this way. I'll try to do another swing up towards Portland and hit a spot in Portsmouth if, you know, nowhere else closer here. And then maybe hopefully something in Cambridge or Somerville. Just do another swing up the coast, swing back down the coast. But nothing other than Porch Fest planned for right now, but details to come.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So are there any venues out in this neck of the woods that are you're more likely to show up at, like maybe the Red Door or any place like that?
Should I check out the Red Door?
You should. That's in Portsmouth.
Yeah? Yeah. I haven't heard of that spot. But I'll be sure to check that out.
They do a lot of weekday gigs, like Monday nights and stuff like that. But
the place I've played in Portsmouth a couple times is the Press Room.
Okay, yeah, of course, everyone knows that place.
Yeah, it seems to be a place where everyone has been or has played that's been traveling around. And I've had some friends join us out there. Lawrence joined the last time I was out there, and just a good time generally at the press room. Some other spots, hopefully I'll be back at Blue up in Portland. Check out this Red Door, you said? Red Door?
I'll send you my list of links that some of these videos.
I love that. And then down in Cambridge, Somerville, we've been doing Toad, and we've played the Burn Backroom Songwriter Series. But looking to branch out, so if anybody's got recommendations, I'd be happy to read through those too.
There you go. Yeah, this here in New England, it's a tough gig finding spots to get booked in.
Yeah,
because the competition's so thick, right?
Yeah, it's pretty stiff around these parts.
It is. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here and do our calendar and the weather for the local folks, and we'll be right back after this.